Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program hosted by the old guy that plays old radio shows. That would be me. My name's John Lovering, and thank you for listening. Hey, on this track, The Judy Canova Show, a comedy variety show with the emphasis on comedy. It ran from 1943 to 44 on CBS, but it really took off from 1945 to 1953 on NBC. 10 years on radio is a great run for anyone. Judy Canova played herself, a pigtails and calico country bumpkin who had come to Hollywood from Rancho Canova in Cactus Junction. Verna Felton played Aunt Aggie, with whom Judy lived. Ruby Dandridge played Geranium, an overweight African-American maid who also lived there. The wonderfully funny Mel Blanc was Pedro, the Mexican gardener, chauffeur. Hans Conried as Mr. Hemingway, the house guest who complained about everything. Sheldon Leonard was Joe Crunchmiller, Judy's boyfriend, who drove a cab. Gerald Moore was the muscular Humphrey Cooper. Joe Kearns was the nonsensical Benchley Botsford. And we also hear Gail Gordon, Elvia Allman, and Sharon Douglas in the series. He has a wonderfully talented cast. And the musical group you will hear was known as the Sportsman's Quartet. Though Judy Canova aspired for a serious career in music early in her professional life, she became typed as a hillbilly, hog collar, and hayseed. She never shook it off. Publicity photos depicted her with a shotgun and wolf traps. She created a pigtails calico fad on college campuses everywhere in the fall of 1943. Her show opened with a monologue and novelty song, followed by a comedy skit and a more serious vocal. She told tall tales about her pig, lover boy, or about cousin Uranus, who loved chopped liver ice cream. During the war, her closing theme song was "Good Night, Soldier." Wherever you may be, my heart's lonely without you. The episode I have selected for you on this track has Judy trying to raise money for the folks back home who have had a spell of bad weather and their crops have not done well. They wrote Judy at home in California and asked her if she could help them. They even sent along a play they had written that they think Judy may be able to produce to help raise money. They were thinking that Judy, living in California and all, probably knew a lot of actors, producers, and musicians. The title of the play the folks back home sent Judy is Two Gun Gertie. And that's the title of this June 15th, 1946 episode that is now my pleasure to rebroadcast for you. The Judy Canova Show. Thank you for listening.
From Hollywood, The Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet present The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, Sharon Douglas, the sportsman, Charles Dent and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Last night I met the sweetest boy a girl could ever meet. The moment that he touched my hand, he swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had him falling too. And even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you, one more dream and he's mine. One more dream and he's mine. 40 winks and methinks he'll be mine. Had him hooked, things look fine, but he slipped off the line. One more dream, and he's mine. I went to see a moving picture show the other day.
Well, tell us what it was about.
I really couldn't say. My eyes were closed, and as I dozed, the usher grabbed my coat.
Hey!
Among the things I told him, I am now about to quote.
One more dream,
and he's mine.
One more dream,
and he's mine.
40 winks, and methinks he'll be mine.
Had him hooked,
things look fine,
but he slipped off the line.
One more dream, and he's mine.
Well, the morning mail has just arrived, and as our scene opens, Judy's reading a letter to Aunt Aggie. It's a letter that just came from Judy's cousin Sophie back in Cactus Junction.
What does your cousin Sophie have to say, Judy?
Says here, Judy, we miss you. Times are really tough back here. Hardly any crops. The crows are really overrunning the place. It don't do no good to try to fool them with that homely old scarecrow. I sure wish you were back here.
What else does Sophie say in her letter, Judy?
She goes on to say, prices sure are high here. Your Uncle R.T. says it costs him $30 a week to keep himself in nourishment. And when he gets it, the stuff ain't fitting to drink. Judy, you remember Mrs. Foodle? Well, now, I don't know if I remember Mrs. Foodle. Well, I ain't gonna waste no time on that. Says here, she had triplets last week. A boy and a girl. We never did find out what the third one was. 2 days after it was born, it flew away. Well, it did.
Does Sophie say how the crops are this year?
Yep, it says, our crops are failing. Hardly any vegetables.
Judy, if they aren't raising vegetables, how are they getting along?
Well, Sophie says here that she wrote a play to raise money.
What is the play called, Judy?
Sophie calls it, Open the Barn Door, Nellie. Father's Coming Home with a Load. Or, Grandma, Stay in Wisconsin. I can't get you a date with Van Johnson. Yeah, Sophie wants me to put the play on here at the Brentwood Community Playhouse and try to raise money for her.
Judy, Mr. Kearns of the Playhouse is an influential friend of mine. Why don't you go and see him? Maybe he'll give Sophie's play a tryout.
Oh, gee, maybe I can play the leading role. I'm a real actress. Yeah, back home when I was 17, I got up in school and said, To be or not to be, that is the question. Will I be left back again in 2B or get promoted to 3A? I'll go right over to see Mr. Kearns now.
And now, Miss Canova, what is your cousin's play about?
It's a western, Mr. Kearns. It's about Two-Gun Gertie who comes out west to get married. She meets the famous Indian chief, Sitting Bell. And then Sitting Bell...
No, Miss Canova, not Sitting Bell. Bull, bull, bull.
It is not. It's an honest truth. Cross my heart and hope that it is.
Who is Two-Gun Gertie going to marry?
His name's Texas Joe. He calls on Gertie quite regular. For 3 years, he comes over steady every night. But he never goes home that way. He never goes home that way. One night on his way over, he steps on a skunk.
Was he angry?
He sure was. He was highly incensed. Incensed, that is. Mm.
Yes, well, it doesn't sound too bad. We'll give it a tryout.
Oh, golly, thanks. Can I play Two-Gun Gertie? I could play a gun girl swell. Why, when I was a kid on a cold morning, I could get into my red flannels faster than anybody in the family.
Well, what's that got to do with being a gunfighter?
Well, Pa said I was sure quick on the drawers. Had to be only one pair of flannels in the family.
Well, Miss Canova, you study your part, and we'll put the play on next week.
Oh, Judy, it's wonderful. Just think, you'll be in a play, and this play may prove to be Brentwood's biggest production.
Brentwood's biggest production?
Somebody talking about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Did you hear about the play?
Oh, yes, ma'am, Miss Judy. Say, is there a part in the play for a good cook?
Geranium, you have your job here at home. Are you sure you haven't been neglecting things here? You know, the government wants us all to save excess fat.
Ma'am, I've been doing that for the last 20 years.
Anyway, Geranium, even if you are fat, your boyfriend Pomeroy still likes you.
Oh, yes, Miss Judy. But, lady, when he puts his arms around me, he seems awfully distant.
reason to be distant?
Yeah, honey. He's got a 32-inch reach, and I've got a 52 waist.
Geranium, when I saw Pomeroy leaving last night, he had lipstick on him.
Golly, Geranium, does your lipstick come off easily?
No, Miss Judy. I always put up a fight. It says here.
Say, Geranium, does Pomeroy still call you his cutie pie?
No, Miss Judy. Now he calls me his little honeydew melon.
Little honeydew melon? How come?
He says I'm sweet and mellow. And the older I am, the mushier I get.
Oh, Geranium, you're not so very old. Why, you're just barely sneaking up on 40.
Sneaking up on it? Ha, ha! Honey, I've got it completely surrounded.
Judy, you'd better get busy and study your part for the play.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Hey, you know something? This fella Tex in the play is really tough.
He's tough?
Yeah, says here, come roundup time, Tex don't brand the cattle. He bites his initials in them. Then Tex robs a grocery store to get food for his best friend who's been eating nothing but dog food for 6 days.
Nothing but dog food for 6 days? What was his friend's name?
Rover. After Tex brings him his food, the little dog looks up at him with his great big brown eyes, almost as if he wanted to say,
pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, there's a part in this play for you.
Oh, Senorita, I have had experience on the stage. I was in the Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater.
The Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater?
See, I had to blow up the balloon for the bubble dancer. Senorita, once I was in the opera in Mexico. See, the curtain went up and I was singing the famous clown song from Pagliacci. And I no more than got started and the curtain came back down again.
Well, what happened? Weren't you singing Pagliacci very well?
Oh, Senorita, I always sing Pagliacci very beautiful.
Well, then why did they ring down the curtain?
Well, that night we was doing Rigoletto. I came out on the stage wearing an old-fashioned costume with tights, Senorita.
Oh, Pedro, I bet you look funny in those tights.
See, they all laughed when I walked out in those tights. And when I sat down, I thought they'd split.
Well, Pedro, you'd better get ready for the theater.
See, I will go now, Senorita. Hasta luego.
And a case of lumbago to you too, Pedro.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women as old as 50, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Now, back to Judy Canova and the Sportsmen with their own musical version of the old nursery rhyme, 3 Blind Mice.
3 blind mice, 3 blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. They all run out.
after the farmer's wife.
She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life? The three blind mice.
Tonight is the night of the play, which Judy hopes will raise money for Cousin Sophie because of the vegetable shortage back home. Judy's having a last-minute rehearsal at the house.
Okay, Pedro, let's get on with the rehearsal now. As this scene opens, Texas Joe is crawling on hands and knees with his trusty rifle.
Loaded?
Sure, that's why he's crawling.
Well, Senorita, I am ready to go over the sound effects if you will give me my cues. I will be a very good sound effects man, I think.
Okay, Pedro. Now look, on page two, Two Gun Gertie's waiting for Tex. I'm Two Gun Gertie. I look out the window and say, "It sure looks like a storm. There's thunder and lightning over the mountains." Pedro, there's thunder and lightning. Pedro, I said thunder.
Oh, I got it now, Senorita.
What's that?
Two claps of thunder.
Tex says he's gonna take me to dinner. I'm so hungry my tongue's hanging out. Pedro, it ain't hanging out that far. I won't look my best when Tex gets here. Better file my fingernails. Well, that's what I get for filing them clean down to my engagement ring. Gosh, that Tex is calling me on the telephone now. No, Pedro, the telephone. Pedro, the telephone. You act like you're in a fog. Oh, here comes Tex now in his Model T car. Okay, Pedro, you hold her and I'll milk her. Oh, golly, you're getting this all mixed up.
Oh, Miss Judy.
Yeah, Geranium.
Is Brendan the Bun's coming up the walk? You know, for a girl who don't like you, she sure spends a lot of time here.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm always glad to have Brenda visit with me.
How come?
I feel so good when she leaves. Come in.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Brenda. Say, how do you like my cowboy outfit?
Well, it does set off your figure. And a figure like yours should be set off as far as possible.
Well, just the same, Mr. Kearns, the director, says I have a graceful carriage.
Well, you do have a graceful carriage, darling. But your axles are slightly bent.
Hey, Brenda, if you're so good, why ain't you in the play? You always think you can act.
I don't think. I can act.
Well, I don't think you can act neither.
Miss Canova, I played Summer Stock. Why, our theater had a seating capacity of 1,000, and every night it was SRO, standing room only.
No fooling. In our theater, we took out the orange boxes, put in leather seats, and had a seating capacity of 400 NMS.
NMS?
Yep, no more splinters.
Oh, well, I just dropped in to show you what I'm wearing to the theater tonight. This is a Parisian gown. Oh, it's simply alive with sequins.
Gosh, you better spray it with DDT. Double strength.
Very funny.
Oh, I made it funny. I don't know.
Well, my dear, you may never become an actress, but don't give up.
Oh, me give up, shucks. I don't know the meaning of the word surrender. I don't know the meaning of a lot of other words, either. Gee, I better get over to the theater, or I'll be late for the show. So long, Brenda.
Ladies and gentlemen, the play you are about to witness is an authentic Western written by Miss Sophie Canova. The scene is the Buzzard's Gulch Saloon. It's a cold winter night, and the wind is howling outside.
Howdy, stranger! You look like a stranger, stranger.
I know, stranger. I am a stranger. But you look even stranger.
What's your name, stranger?
Texas Joe. But everybody calls me Tex.
Where do you hail from, Tex?
Massachusetts. Say, it's the coldest night I ever saw. My hands are numb. My feet are numb. I'd sure like to sit down.
You are sitting down. You're colder than you think. What's your business here about, stranger?
I'm a 49er, gal. How old are you?
Don't talk that away to me, Tex. My trigger finger's itchy.
What you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna scratch it. Hey, maybe you don't know who I am, Tex. I'm Two-Gun Gertie, and I'm a rustler.
Gertie, why does a gal like you rustle?
I wear satin petticoats.
Say, how about going riding with me, Gertie?
Tex, I'll have you know I'm a lady.
I know. If I'd have wanted a man to ride with, I'd go home and get my brother.
Ugh, me want him fire water.
Who are you?
Me chief running deer. Me run faster than antelope or greyhound. Beat deer by 6 minutes. Beat greyhound by 30 minutes.
How could you beat a greyhound by 30 minutes?
Greyhound have flat tire.
Howdy, stranger. Who are you?
I'm the roughest. I'm the toughest. I'm a murdering polecat. A polecat. I'm a murdering skunk. 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 Ain't I a stinker?
You'd shoot some of these good-for-nothing hombres that keep bothering me.
Well, I couldn't kill a man in cold blood. I couldn't shoot a man. Shoot him. Shoot him.
Why not?
There's no water in my pistol.
Howdy, Gertie. Remember me? Your old friend Hanky?
Well, well, Hanky. Did you just blow in?
Yeah, Gertie, I come clean from Dallas.
You might have been clean when you left, but look at you now.
I got a present for you, Gertie.
Hank, where'd you ever get the money to buy such a pretty present?
Well, you know that diamond necklace some dirty crook stole from the jewelry store? The one they offered the big reward for?
Yep.
Pretty, ain't it? Yeah, struggling rich, gal. Got a real bonanza.
A real bonanza?
Yep. And if you'll marry up with me, I'll split it with you.
Nothing doing. You can't buy my love with a bonanza split.
Gertie, I don't want you talking to that stranger. Hey, you, get her going.
Pay him no mind, Gertie. Why, he wouldn't hurt a flea. The dirty, low-down sidewinder.
Boys, if there's any shooting, let me in on this. All I said, I wanted to die with my boots on.
How come?
What'd you say?
I said, how come?
I got a hole in my sock.
Stranger, I can beat you. I can beat you with knives or anything. I can beat you carving or running. What shall it be?
I'm carving.
I'm running.
Ah, that's fine talk a-coming from you, Tex. Why don't you fellas throw away your knives and guns and fight like men?
What do you mean, like men?
Oh, with your bare hands.
That's a good idea, Gertie. All right, you varmint. My hands are up. All right, my hands are up. What do we do now?
Oh, let's play patty cake.
Judy, how did your cousin's play come out tonight?
Oh, Aunt Aggie, the audience was great. They helped to solve all of Cousin Sophie's problems.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember Sophie wrote that crops were bad and they couldn't get any vegetables?
Yes.
Well, when we finished the play, the stage was covered with them.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Now a message from Colgate tooth powder. A breath of trouble, take it from me, can hurt your popularity. And the worst of it is, you may not dream that you have this breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. All you know is, you're not invited out so often. You seem to be more and more alone. And you don't realize that unpleasing breath is the reason. Well, it's happened to thousands without their knowing. So, be on your guard. Do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
And now back to Judy Canova, who in response to many requests sings her theme song, which she recently recorded, Go to Sleepy Little Baby.
Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying, Daddy will be buying you a shiny little pony.
Hush, by my little baby. By and by, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Hush, by my little baby. By and by, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Oh, go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little
pony. We're a little late, folks. Good night, everybody.
Vern Smith speaking. The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.